Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I'm the host, the founder of TeachingOnlineBusiness.com, Richard Hell, where we help coaches, consultants, experts, service providers build high-ticket offers, build a powerful message, take it to the market, and help them grow and scale. So, super, super excited to have you here. Always appreciate your support. Thanks for being a part of this. It means the world to me. And this podcast, it's all about helping you. I want you guys and girls to understand that. It's about helping you taking the lessons and different things that I've learned over the last 11 years to help you so you're not stuck in your client business. Always keep you moving forward. That was my big, big goal for the podcast. So, means the world that you're here, and today is an important episode. Today we're talking about how to beat overwhelm in your business. Now, from talking with literally thousands and thousands of client business owners, coaches, consultants, speakers, thought leaders, influencers, you name it, I've talked to them over the last few years. Overwhelm is a big part of the problem. Many of the problems that you face right now trying to grow and scale your business. It's overwhelm. It's being stuck. It's you guys and girls out there doing so much, putting in so much time and effort, but the results are just not there. So today I want to share 5 tips. So make sure you have a pen and paper if you listen in your car. That's cool. You can always come back and listen to this later. But I want to give you the 5 things that made a huge impact because I was in the same scenario. I was overwhelmed. I was doing way too much for little results. And I know a lot of client business owners struggle real, real hard with this. So I want to give you the 5 tips starting right now. So tip number 1, it's leverage. You need leverage in your business. And when I talk about leverage, I'm talking about leveraging systems. Now, for any of you that are a client business owner, getting new clients, that is priority. That's priority in your business. So I'm talking about client acquisition systems. Your client acquisition systems are super important. You need the ability to be able to attract prospects, then become leads, then become clients. So it also goes into email marketing. Right? We need to be able to nurture those that are just coming into your funnel or just coming into your environment. We need the ability to nurture. Everybody is not going to be a quick sell. I know some people preach this. Some experts talk high ticket, close in 24 to 48 hours. Yeah, we're probably looking maybe 5 to 10%. That's it. Most people, and that's the majority, will not close on the very first touch point. Usually you're going to need 5, 10 touch points with some clients. And for others, it could be as long as 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, even a year before they finally make the decision to work with you. So these systems, they build leverage. Client acquisition systems, marketing funnels, email automation, messenger bots. We utilize these systems to help us save time, save effort, and save money. Okay? You have to be able to leverage this. And it goes with paid traffic also. Remember what I always say about paid traffic. You can go out and I love organic attraction. I love it. It's super, super powerful. It takes time to get to that point. You can utilize paid traffic and have a campaign up within minutes in front of your target audience. Now, things are changing in the paid traffic landscape, especially for Facebook. I don't know if anybody has heard about this yet, but come September, you're going to be losing a lot of the targeting options on Facebook for your Facebook ads. I heard it's supposed to come in September. That's close. September is going to be here before we know it. So it's the time now to start thinking about what you're going to be able to do with your Facebook ads moving forward. So think about that. But paid traffic, I can leverage it. I can use that. I can have my ideal target audience to my environment, to my landing pages, to my sales funnel, to my Facebook group or Facebook page, whatever it may be, whatever you need to get done. You got to leverage systems. That's number one. Number two, content stacking. What I mean by content stacking, creating content is super important. You guys and girls, you already know that. And it could be tough, right? It could be tough to come up with new content, fresh content, over and over and over again. So I use content stacking. Same thing I teach my clients, content stacking. Utilize the content you create. For example, if you do have a podcast, I can create a blog out of the podcast that I'm doing right now. I can create a video out of this podcast. I can create audio for this podcast. I can create, put it on forums, or I can create and put a Facebook group post, or just a regular Facebook post. I can maybe take a little bit and put on Twitter. I can utilize the content over and over and over and over again. That's my point. When you're creating content topics, create one, but utilize it. Utilize it as a Facebook video, a YouTube video, as a blog, as a podcast. There's a lot of ways that you can utilize just one article or just one video or just one podcast. You can use it over and over and over again. This is going to save you a bunch of time. And content stacking is super, super effective. Now, I'm not going to go into the topics that you need. I will tell you to focus on the pain, the problems, and the pleasures of your ideal clients. That's what we do. Same thing. Again, we teach what we preach. So, pains, pleasures, problems. Focus on those areas. You can also focus on objections. Objections that your ideal clients have about the thing that you do. So use content stacking. Number two, utilize it. So number three, time blocks. Now for most of the clients that's come into our coaching program and they've been overwhelmed, yeah, the systems play a big deal. The content stacking plays a big deal. But many of them do not follow a schedule. You have to follow a schedule. And there's a lot of reasons why. But we can waste a lot of time. And you may not even realize just how much time you're wasting. Now, if you don't have a schedule, what I want you to do, I want you to wake up tomorrow, or if you're listening to us and it's in the morning, I want you to write down everything you do, every minute, write it down. Then at the end of the day, I want you to look at that, and I want you to see where you're wasting time. Then the next day, we're not going to do that no more. You'll find you're probably wasting hours every day. Now, many of you like to multitask, right? Well, it's not helpful, okay? Trying to do 10 things at once, what happens? It's like throwing, what's the old saying? Throwing two stones at a bird or chasing two rabbits. You end up with none, okay? So when it comes to scheduling these time blocks, the best time for you to do the most important things is in the morning. So you have to think priority. I want you to think, what is the most important thing that I need to do right this very minute in my business to get results? I want you to think about that. What's the most important thing you could be doing right now in your business to get results? For many of you, it's new clients, right? So what are you going to do to get new clients? Hopefully, you're going to get your client acquisition system set up, because you can't do without that. If your business don't have that, you need to get it in right now. But in the morning, that's when we're more productive. I want you to start having a priority focus. Focus on the priority. Focus on what's the most important. Focus on what's going to move you closer to your goals. That's number three. Number four, outsourcing. I outsource all the time. You should be too. I want you to focus on growing your business, not working in your business. Makes sense? You can utilize sites like Fiverr. You can utilize sites like Upwork. And you can get things that you don't like doing done. If you need to get a lead magnet done, outsource it. If it takes you 10 hours to do this lead magnet, it's not worth it. Outsource it. There's a lot of things you can outsource right now in your business. And I know some of the predicaments that you could be in right now, maybe you don't have the money to outsource. I understand. Sometimes we don't have the money. I mean, it's not even an objection, but it's just a true fact. If you don't have the money to outsource right now, you don't have it. So you need to get the money together. How are you going to get the money together? You're going to get the money together by getting new clients. Sure, you could charge more to clients that you already have. You can raise your price. And hopefully, you guys are charging high ticket. Hopefully, we'll have a podcast that talks about charging what you're worth here in the next day or two. But bottom line, you need to be working on your business and not inside it. So utilize and leverage outsourcing to get things done. Even if you can just hire one assistant right now, that can save you 20, 30 hours a week easy. And that's going to help reduce your overwhelm. And number five, get away, ladies and gentlemen. Get away. Look, I've been doing this for over 11 years. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that because for 8 years, I hustled. I hustled, hustled, hustled. I worked all the time. And I'm talking about all the time. I'm talking about 24 freaking 7. Not actually, but I was working 16, 18 hour days for years straight. And guess what? I burned out. You may be close to burning out. And if you haven't yet, you will. You will eventually burn out. And I don't want that to happen to you. Get away. You need time for you. And if you start implementing, leveraging the systems, doing the content stacking, doing your time blocks, outsourcing your work, guess what? You're not going to be overwhelmed anymore. All you have to do is follow the framework I just gave you. But most importantly, please take time for you. Pack up your beautiful babies, your beautiful wife, your beautiful husband. Take a vacation. Get away for 2 or 3 days. Put the phone down. Get away 110%. Now, I know what some of you may be thinking. I can't do that. I can't step away from my business for one day. Because I was there. I know exactly what you mean. This is why you have to implement the systems. It's going to be leveraging the systems that's going to get you to that freedom that you want. I know you didn't start your business to work another job, and I know it feels like you're just working another job right now. It's a terrible feeling, but guess what? The beauty in that, put these steps in place, and that's going to be a thing of the past, okay? Put them in place. So, one more time. Number one, leveraging systems. Number two, content stacking. Number three, time blocks. Number four, outsourcing. Number five, get away. Take time for you. I hope you guys find value in this. This is the same five things that helped me. And by getting away, guess what? My business grew because of it. When you're grinding and grinding and grinding continuously, you can't think straight. You can't. You need time away. Time to clear your mind. And by doing so, you're actually going to grow. I promise you. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for taking the time to be here. Appreciate your support. If you know somebody that can find this very, very useful, please take the time to share it. We always appreciate it. I want to make sure I invite you to join our private Facebook group over at Masterminds of Marketing. Masterminds of Marketing. Come over there, join. You're going to find more content that can help you, just like this podcast. So we'd love to have you over there. And you can always connect with us at facebook.com, official Richard Hell. Send me a friend request. Let me know you listen to the podcast. I'd love to connect with you. Your network is so important. Being in an environment around people like-minded like you. Super, super, super important to be around those types of people. That's what's going to help push you to that next level. And that's what I want you to be. At that next level. I really, really want you to be there. And I promise you, if you get into our environment, you'll get there. We will motivate you. We will light a fire under your culo. Pardon my Spanish. But you want to be around the same people. Same type of people as you. Same level. That way you can get there and you can learn from them. And they can help you get to the next level. So I hope you take this open invitation. And I hope you come over there on Facebook. And become part of our new group that we have here. So anyways, I am going to get out of here. Hope you guys and girls have an awesome day. Go out there. Start implementing these five steps. And you're going to see a difference. Overwhelm is no joke. It sucks. Plain and simple. It sucks. These five steps, that's the key. That's the key to beating overwhelm in your business. So thanks again for taking the time to listen. Make sure you go back, listen to the other podcasts. It will help you. So till next time, thank you again for your support. I love you guys and girls. Have an awesome one. God bless, and I'll see you on the next podcast.